This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back to Buckets. My guest slash quasi co-host today is, of course, Billy Scafuri.
You're getting bucket buckets.
Are you staying home? Are you staying healthy?
Still here, still healthy, still home.
All right.
I'm the big three right now, man.
I sound a little bit better than last week, and that's because I upgraded my kit.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a home kit. Podcasters around the world are scrambling for what their kit looks like.
Yeah, so my kit right now is this USB mic, and then we're recording on Zencastr, which allows us to talk and record in real time.
There are so many grown men and women right now speaking like 4 inches away from their laptop screen, just trying to project to make their podcasts sound good because the studios are shut down.
Yeah, no, the new studio is somebody's closet.
Just to talk about the upgrade. You sound quality, you sound great, which makes your performance sound great. And you also, like, you had the spirit of sitting in a closet last Buckets. You were in a bucket.
I was sweating.
Yeah, with good reason. You were in a closet.
I also found out that I can do these little live stings.
Yeah. So Zencastr has a sound panel that allows you to do stings.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how to add them, but I can use their own. Like, there's one called Ballpark, which is
perfect for a basketball podcast.
We'll never hear that noise again.
God, like, remember Wrigley Field?
Remember peanuts in an outdoor venue?
Yeah.
Now I have to eat peanuts indoors.
Yeah, so that's a rim shot.
Yeah.
But it sounds like someone dropped a timpani. It just sounds like you were holding a timpani and you dropped it.
Well, I guess you can call me Timpani Amber Theisen.
Why?
We're going to use these sparingly, I think, until...
I hope not.
Well, today's episode is very, at the very least for me, very pun-centered. So maybe I'll be using them more than average.
You know what's going to be a problem for me is half expecting that you're going to do the rim shot sound effect and holding, and my timing is going to be completely thrown off just expecting it when it never comes.
Yeah, well, as soon as you really deserve one, I'll give it to you.
Okay, great. Looking forward to you dropping the timpani Amber Theisen. Thank you. That was an alley-oop.
I messed up a little bit, so it was more of an alley-oops.
Oh, God. This podcast had a topic, but it's quickly going to be just stings. How many stings can Amir squeeze in 80 minutes?
Call me Gordon because my real name is Stings.
Oh, no.
I forget his actual last name. Yeah.
It's fine. Gordon sold it enough, but Jesus. All right. Well, I'm glad someone is having fun during the pandemic.
It's not necessarily anybody listening, but it's me.
Yeah. Big surprise. Of all the people suffering, Amir is still having a great laugh with his jokes.
All right. We are not going to be talking about NBA news and notes because, again, there aren't many.
Nope.
Games are still canceled, so there's that.
Yep, there's that.
We hope they come back soon, but alas, we can't just sit and wait and not talk about basketball in some capacity.
Yeah, we're just trying to fill the time. Long days right now.
Yeah, and in an effort to sort of spread the wealth, I thought today's episode could be us pitching basketball players who are out there, both current and old. They got extra time on their hands. Why don't you join the CJ McCollums, the Josh Harts of the world, the Danny Greens, the JJ Reddicks, and become part-time podcasters?
Get yourself a kit.
You can get a kit for $100. I know you can afford it. You can't practice. There are players right now who haven't shot a basketball in 2 weeks, and that can turn into 2 months.
Right.
And they have to fill the void somehow. I suggest starting a podcast. It's fun. It's easy. And I know some people that run a studio, HeadGum, out in LA. They'd love to have you.
Okay, got it. And yes, it's worth noting that in this episode, we are going to come up with and pitch certain players' podcasts. We own the IP to all of these podcasts. So if any of them at any point are like, that's a good idea, they have to buy it from us, correct?
Yeah, but the fee will be depending on the show, some ideas are $50 ideas and some are legit like $50,000 ideas.
Okay, I'm interested to see how we price tag some of these shows.
All right. Do you have a favorite to start us off with?
I don't know if it's a favorite, but we were texting earlier and this was the one that kind of got my wheels spinning. So this is for Amir. Imagine a larger-than-life NBA personality, the largest of all of them. He's an icon. He's an excellent host. He's beloved. He's sincere when he needs to be. He's goofy all the time. I'm talking about Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq needs, and he probably already has a podcast, but what he needs is a parody podcast of the show Shark Tank, in which people pitch Shaq giant inventions like big shoes and big hats, and this is for his upcoming podcast, Shaq Tank.
Yes!
Feels price good, right?
Price that pod.
That's a $50,000 idea. Shaq Tank, at the very least, as like a novelty April Fool's episode of Shark Tank. And then you spin it off to its own pod.
I'm saying people just come in with a big fun idea and then he goofs around and everyone gets paid.
I love that. And then he can actually invest because he does seem like a guy who's constantly endorsing things, looking to make a little extra cash on the side. So he can actually invest in these products and help sell them.
Okay, great. So Shaquille O'Neal, for $50,000, that podcast is yours. Shaq Tank.
Great. I like that. Great. Shaq Tank. Okay. In a similar vein, I have one for another gentle giant to host.
Okay.
Who's the most beloved giant in the NBA today?
Joel Embiid.
Great. I'm talking taller.
Boban Marjanovic.
I'm talking taller than Boban.
There's only one, and his name is Taco.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Taco Fall hosting Taco Fall, T-A-L-K, of course, because it's a chat show.
Okay. No!
The shtick is that Taco Fall hosts Taco Fall, which is a large person chat show for people who are 7'5" and taller.
Okay. Are they talking about the tall experience?
Maybe so. So you could talk about the tall experience. You could talk about how you wish you were a different height, how you think people who are like 6'4" live. What would they be doing if they were 5'7" instead of 7'7"? There's not a lot of people on Earth who are 7'5" and taller. So booking there the show is a little hard, but who wouldn't want to listen to Taco Fall chatting with Sean Bradley? Remember your favorite Sean Bradley anecdote?
Yeah. Sean Bradley once said at the end of his 30 for 30 documentary that when you're 7'7", the thing that you see the most is the top of people's refrigerators and they're disgusting.
That's perfect for Taco Fall.
That's a perfect example of when I was waiting for the rim shot to happen and I stopped talking. It didn't happen. And then it was just silence.
Sorry. I'm saving it for like extra juicy puns.
I don't believe that for 1 second. There it is. No pun preceded it.
All right. What do you got?
All right. So look, obviously we are in a pandemic right now, and this might lead to economic collapse in some capacity. I think what we all need more now than ever is a little financial advice. And we want it from somebody who's kind of like salt of the earth, not someone who's a billionaire, someone who can we kind of all relate to at some point. Of course, that person is John Starks hosting Starks and Bonds.
So what is that show about?
So every episode, John talks to the kids. It's targeted towards people in their like young 20s, small business owners, about things that maybe they thought didn't matter. Starks, bonds, you know, and he teaches them how that goes.
Remember? Do you remember there was an old Laker coach named Randy Fund, P-F-U-N-D?
No way.
Yeah, but maybe him and his like entire family can come up and talk about mutual funds.
Oh, there was like a second lick to the drum beat that time. My question is, what's the over-under of how many other, like we are not going to hear many other stings. I feel like the one sting we're getting for the rest of the episode is the ka-tung-chung.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to like say a joke and go,
The question is, how do you not use those for every podcast you appear on moving forward? This is gold.
Actually, if things get a little dramatic, I can use their dramatic piano sting and sort of use it as background loop as we discuss some serious issues.
Amir, can I? Yeah. Okay, so stop that. Mm-hmm. Can I pitch you another podcast and you play that underneath it?
Oh, that'd be great. Okay.
People, it's a lonely world. We're cooped up in our apartments. We're missing our friends. We're missing our loved ones. But some of you don't have a loved one right now. And honestly, we're all looking for love. Which is why we watch ABC's The Bachelor. And who better to host a podcast about love and bachelor than Damar DeRose Ceremony? That's right. Damar DeRozan hosts DeRose Ceremony. That organ. I feel like you're throwing trash at me as I'm on stage doing a monologue.
Yeah, this is turning into an improv game of sorts.
That organ made me lose my breath.
That was really good, actually. The pitch was definitely helped by the piano playing. I liked it. The organ at the end, sort of a silly twist, yeah.
Yeah, that was like someone threw a piano at me as I was doing a monologue on stage.
Damar DeRose Ceremony. That's really good.
Okay. Do you want to price that pod?
I'll give that as a $500 pod.
$500. Okay. Definitely no
check. I just hope he watches.
Yeah, same here. I mean, he's got time.
Maybe after this episode posts, I'll tweet at these people. So whichever one you like, chime in, reply, and be like, yeah, this is actually a great idea. Would love to see it. And if there's enough fervor from the fandom, then they're sort of, you know, socially pressured into potentially starting the show.
Yeah, it feels like nothing gets done without a little fervor from the fandom these days.
You're going to want fan fervor.
Yeah. It interrupts. That's the problem. It interrupts. But the bigger problem is that it's always funnier than whatever I was going to say.
Of course.
The organ is always funnier than anything I'm going to say.
All right. I got one that's an actual podcast from a basketball player who literally tweeted the other day, I guess it's time to start a podcast. So this is a real pitch.
Okay.
One of my favorite Lakers growing up was Nick Van Exel.
Okay.
He's now a Memphis Grizzlies assistant with a lot of free time on his hands. Oh. He also, as you know, loves iced coffee.
Yes, that's his thing.
So he tweets about iced coffee. He tweets about how bored he is. He's basically raring to go with an excellent podcast. So this is why I'm pitching Nick Van Exel. Mm. Nick Van Exel, a show about excellence. So it's Nick Van Exel discussing people who are the best of the best and how they got there. And while you're recording, you're drinking iced coffee.
I'm going to ignore that organ. I'm going to ignore that organ and keep moving. How does the iced coffee play into the concept outside of the fact that he likes to drink it?
Yeah, it's separate. It's just like a nice little, just a way of getting him in. I'll say I can give you guys free iced coffees. You can even review it at the end, like a little segment, like, all right, at the end of the show, let's talk about Stumptown or fucking Verve, Blue Bottle, whatever. Different iced coffees for different episodes.
So you're saying that's the branding. That's the branding. You're going to bring in outside companies and they're the ones that are going to pay for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems a little jammed in at the end. It seemed like you had a pretty good idea with the whole excellence shtick.
Yeah.
The iced coffee thing really kind of like threw me off.
Okay.
To put it bluntly. But I think that that's worth a tweet. I think that he'll listen. I think it's a great idea. What is it called again?
It's either Nick Van Exel or Nick Van Excellent.
Nick Van Excellent. No, Nick Van Excellent, because Nick Van Excel, when you first said that, I was like, if he's going to do Microsoft Excel spreadsheets, I don't know if I have the bandwidth for 45 minutes a week. So if you drop the column, yeah, I was a little nervous about that. So I think Nick Van Excellent is your play.
All right, cool. I like it.
All right. This one is quick. Let's see if you get it. I'm hoping that this one's a good elevator pitch. All right. Robin and Brooke review chain restaurants. It's called The Low Boys.
So it's a pun of a HeadGum podcast, The Doughboys, hosted by Weiger and Mitchell.
Wait, what did you just say?
I assume the Low Boys was a pun of the Doughboys, which is already an existing fast food chain restaurant review show.
The Doughboys is a show? There's a show called The Doughboys?
Because you just pitched me The Low Boys, did you not?
Yeah, because their last name is Lopez. Robin and Brooke Lopez right. go to fast food yeah. chain restaurants, yeah. eat essentially the whole menu,
right.
come back to their home studio, and uh-huh. then review in a very comprehensive manner what they ate, and they ultimately determine whether or not their fans and listeners should go and enjoy right. those meals.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're verbatim pitching me an already existing HeadGum podcast, The Doughboys. I know for a fact that Nick and Mike, who host the show, would gladly give it up to the Lopez twins, though. They're huge basketball fans.
Oh, this is so disappointing. I thought that this was a completely original idea.
The IP is there. We just got to hand it off to the Lopez twins.
Okay. Well, if you, it seems like if the idea is already taken, I thought this was a completely original idea. Robin and Brooke review fast food chain restaurants, the Low Boys. But if it's already taken, we can keep moving.
You know what? Get out of here. That's like, it's you getting tossed.
I don't know if they play that when someone gets tossed from a game.
Oh, it's more like, that's like the charge, right?
They should really play the sad romantic music when the guy gets thrown out of the game.
Yeah, because it's like it's raining over him and him alone.
Exactly.
All right, here's one. Here's one that's very topical.
Let's hear it.
It's James Harden.
Okay.
Hosting self-isolation ball.
Oh.
The best ways to socially distance yourself as a podcast.
That is like a great like 6-part series.
Yeah,
you know, it can kind of last over like maybe 8-part series over the next 2 months.
I
really like that. Is he the like clearest example of ISO ball in the NBA?
Yeah, okay. It's like he's like a number one. There's some others, including a teammate of his. But I think when you think of ISO ball, you think James Harden.
But he still averages like 8 assists a game. Am I wrong in saying
that's
that?
Right?
Is that not true anymore?
Yeah. Probably so less like, true with Capella gone, but yeah, I mean, it all starts with an ISO. You get your guy alone on the island, and then you either drive by him, you shoot, or you pass it to an open person in the corner.
Yeah, he will like just take 35 a game. He'll just shoot. Once the ball's in his hands, it's like his first instinct is shoot the ball.
Like, he loves it, and that's why he's the perfect host for self-ISO ball.
So do you think that each week in self-ISO ball, he talks about what he's doing while doing self-isolation, or is he like joined by an expert who can kind of like maybe an astronaut or someone who has a rich history in isolation and tips?
Yeah, like David Blaine or Dr. Fauci.
I'm sorry, did you say David Blaine?
Yeah, Blaine.
Why, because he's like slept in an ice cube or something?
Yeah, he's probably just like, you know, he's a magician that can just like, now he's in a coffin for 3 weeks. And then like the next episode is Dr. Fauci explaining why like it's good to self-isolate and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay, that kind of blurs the lines to me creatively of if you're going Blaine to Fauci, I think you kind of have to pick one sort of celebrity and kind of ride that wave. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that. No. All right. So let's stick with the Blaines of the world.
Okay. So Harden and Blaine talk about their cool times locked in an apartment together.
Something like that.
Okay, great. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Self-ISO ball.
Yep.
Into it. Speaking of current, I think that Doomsday Prepping podcasts are probably going to get a spike in listenership.
Yep.
And
do you need the dramatic piano?
No, I don't think for this one, I think we're good.
Okay.
I'm expecting the organ thrown at me halfway through my sentence, but a Doomsday Prepping podcast with a soothing, just level-headed, cool, like, voice, and that person is Coach Pop hosting Apopalypse Now. I feel like that's a reward. I feel like that's starting to be, like, a good thing.
What is Greg Popovich talking about on Apopalypse Now?
I think that he is talking about survival, what your maybe week one is what your earthquake bag and survival bag and to-go bag should look like. Maybe week two, it's talking about what canned goods are helpful and useful versus redundant and expiring.
That's
maybe
cool.
Three is talking about survival tips like making fire and reading weather patterns and learning how to tell the time by the sun. I think that it's apocalypse now.
Got it. All right, we'll pitch it to him. He definitely is very well spoken.
Does he have a Twitter handle?
I would guess definitely not.
I would guess definitely.
Although okay, I have seen his TikTok is really funny. His TikTok is like super, super well made. He has like a bunch of like really silly dance videos and
yeah. Well, when you can move dubs. Like that, you have to have it. he's always doing lip dubs.
So good.
Yeah. Okay. That's apocalypse now.
My next idea, the Alex Carew Show. It's already a nickname of his.
Mm. Okay. What happens on the Alex Carew Show?
It's sort of a variety show that's hosted by Alex Caruso. He can like talk to his old high school and college teammates about where they are now. And then discuss whether they ever thought
his high school teammates.
Yeah. Like what did Alex Caruso's high school teammates think of Alex Caruso?
Oh,
was he just like a gamer like them?
Right.
Was he like into finance or econ? Was he a business major? And they never thought he'd get this far. So they could sort of reminisce on the Alex Caruso.
So the Alex Caruso is kind of like looking back on his come up to fully explain how he got to where he is.
Yeah, exactly. And how was it expected? Was it not? Did he have more hair back then? Did he not? These are the kinds of things that I'm interested in.
Okay. When reaching out to him, I might leave out the hair part. Just not really. I wouldn't put that in yourself.
Right. You think that's like a soft spot of his?
I think it's a bald spot of his. It happened.
Good work.
You know what's great about that drum is that it's as fast as the organ is slow. Like that happens so quickly, you can't appreciate it. And the organ happens just like a beat too long, which like really makes you have to listen to it.
The hard part is ever like when we start reopening the studio, how am I going to live life without the drums now?
The drum thing is instant comedy.
Yeah.
Like that is literally a button you can push and it will always make someone laugh.
Or someone roll their eyes.
You're cheating.
This is going to be a polarizing episode. You just want to be on the right side.
Yeah, you want to be on the right side of history in these times. And just vote for Amir hitting the button. You'll be better off.
Next idea?
Nightmare. There's got to be more sounds than this. Okay. Which one do I want to go with? All right, so let's do this. Home fitness. And if not home fitness, fitness in general.
Yep.
Huge market. Before the economy disappeared, it was a $1 billion industry, fitness and home fitness. Amir, I pitched this because I know you have a relationship with this guy. He might have even appeared on Buckets, dare I say.
Whoa.
Have you had any NBA players on Buckets?
I had ex-NBA All-Star, current NBA agent, BJ Armstrong on once via phone call.
So you have a direct line to BJ Armstrong, so it should be very easy to pitch him the podcast, the fitness podcast, Strong Arms with Armstrong. You sick son of a bitch. He teaches us how to curl.
That's it.
Curling. He teaches us curling exercises.
BJ Armstrong's Strong Arms.
With Armstrong.
What about like him strong-arming people?
I thought about that, but I just think the fitness market is just too rich right now. I think that's our approach.
Okay. And then maybe as a side pitch, once we have BJ on the horn, we can pitch him strong-arming like a negotiation podcast because he is a negotiator. He's an agent right now.
Okay. I mean, that is definitely more appropriate and probably has a longer shelf life, but I just don't want to lose this argument.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Nobody wants to lose.
Okay.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm going to give you the pitch, my next pitch, and you tell me if you can guess the title.
Okay.
Miami Heat Center, Myers-Leonard, reviews the pros and cons of cannabis usage as medication.
Myers, hi. My and mighty?
Close. I was thinking The Myers High Club. It's Myers Leonard talking about weed. I don't know if he's a smoker or a stoner, if he uses it, the CBD or the THC recreationally, but there's a lot to learn there. There's a big industry there, and it's very a fertile ground for advertisers.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely another huge market right now. I mean, that's definitely pun first as well, right?
Myers High Club, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you figured out that pun and you're like, well, this will just, we'll make this work.
I resent the accusation, though it is correct.
The low boys. I'm into it. Do you think that he does, do you have any read on his personality? Like
he seems,
is he beloved by his teammates?
Yeah, I think he's beloved. He just strikes me as straight edge.
Straight edge. Like doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. Is he, what is, I mean, like actually straight edge?
Yeah, that, at least I'm just guessing based on his hair and his incredibly jacked physique. I mean, he is.
Yeah, the Myers High Club. Pitch him. He'll say yes.
Okay.
He probably grew up watching your videos, is the truth.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. So this one is super current, super topical. I know that I pitched you earlier kind of a romantic podcast, DeMar's DeRozan Ceremony, DeRose Ceremony.
Yep.
This one is a little more current. It's a love and relationship advice show, but it also has elements of Catfish with Nev. It's hosted by Jamal Murray, and it's called Hacked.
Okay. Is this...
In Hacked, Jamal Murray talks with other NBA players who have had the misfortune of somehow getting hacked and having very embarrassing private things come to light, not because they may have accidentally hit record on the wrong device, but because they were hacked.
So this is in relation to a recent video that Jamal Murray posted. Sorry, Jamal Murray's hacker posted on his Instagram story of him receiving oral sex from his girlfriend. I can't believe the hacker found that video and uploaded it to Jamal Murray's Instagram story.
He hacked it as it was happening live from over Jamal's shoulder. That's... like the terrible luck of Jamal Murray that somehow that hacker...
the cyber terrorism is real.
Yeah, their timing is impeccable. And I just think that a lot of NBA players have been put in that position in one way or another. And Jamal Murray is the right man because he was just hacked.
I like that. That's very cheeky. Okay. Tongue-in-cheeky, actually.
Gross.
All right, here's one. A little more wholesome than that. Okay. The Isaiah Thomas from current era, you know, famous Laker, Cav, Sacramento King, Boston Celtic, Phoenix Sun. Who am I forgetting? Washington, Denver.
One sixth of the NBA.
Yeah. he was a Clipper for an hour and a half. Isaiah Thomas hosts a show called Not Zeke. It's a show for people named after famous people.
Interesting.
You know, you wonder about guys out there named Michael Jordan, and it's just like, yes, yeah. I know Michael Jordan. That, not that Michael Jordan, but that's me.
That's good.
So it's for people who are named after either after famous people or concurrently, and then they became the other person became famous and they did not.
Can I add?
So
can
it's
I
just
add an
you know a common struggle.
Can I add?
Yes, please.
It's going to complicate the idea, and it's not necessary. But do you mind? Yeah, so I think that a good way to complicate the idea is not only for the person to share the name, but much like Isaiah Thomas to Isaiah Thomas, also excel in the field of the person you were named for, further complicating your name and relationship to what that name does.
Yeah, so it's not just Michael Jordan who's in accounting at Dell Computers.
No.
You're looking for like a worse basketball player. Got it.
Like, it needs to be like, no,
you know who,
yeah, go on.
He would be a great first guest.
Yes.
Irvin Johnson, the old Seattle Supersonic Center.
That is a perfect example. That is an absolutely perfect example.
That's right.
So if Isaiah Thomas doesn't want to do it, you pitch the idea to Irvin Johnson, and the name of the podcast is No, Not That Irvin Johnson.
Okay, we could just pivot.
Great name for a
and
podcast.
And then Isaiah Thomas can be the first guest.
Yes, exactly. That's right. That's really funny. Right. He agrees.
Your next idea.
Okay. This one, which one should I go with? All right, so this show is hosted by Luka Doncic, but it has a rotating host each year who is a rookie in the NBA. And he interviews other 20-year-olds and 19-year-olds currently in the NBA about what it's like to be that young playing in the NBA. And the show is called No Drinking. You can't be 21.
My hand is hovering above the drums, but I didn't quite get what the pun was.
There's no pun.
So that one.
We're at the bottom of the list now.
That one's just more of an au naturel, clever title.
Yeah. That one is, some people might call it au naturel and clever. Some other people might just call it a dud, is what I'm talking about.
Hosted by Chris Dudley. Okay, so it's about NBA players who aren't old enough to drink, but are still superstars in their own right.
That is right. But if you were to do a Chris Dudley podcast, you should get rid of it.
Oh yeah, right.
No, Dudley's not the guy. Isn't Dudley a bad guy?
Yeah, he's like a Republican who went to Yale, and he's a bad guy now. And we're all happy Shaq dunked on him.
What a dunk! Whew, what a dunk!
We're getting again, like you said, bottom of the barrel, but these are ideas nonetheless. Mm-hmm. If you're sending these ideas to the basketball players, you can just cut out the part where we said this is like our sixth, seventh, and eighth plan. But
yeah.
They might love it.
Most exciting idea. Right.
All right. My most exciting idea is Hassan Whiteside discussing good news, because there's so much bad news in the world. Wouldn't it be nice if Hassan Whiteside just talked about the good and the positive news stories that are coming out?
Please let me guess.
Let's hear the title.
Look at the white side.
Close.
The bright side with Whiteside.
That's pretty much it. It was Hassan Brightside.
Hassan's bright side.
That's right. It's Hassan Whiteside discussing positive news stories. You know, we're reading so much about coronavirus and, you know, the deadly curves that we're on. It really feels refreshing reading about the tweets that say, you know what? In this town in Italy, the cases are actually going down. You know what? In Wuhan, they actually fought the disease and they had no new cases for the first time since January. Little things like that that really help us out during these dire times. So I think...
Look at the white side.
Look at the white side with Hassan Brightside.
That could also, if it's not a podcast, that could also just be a great in-arena, like 10-second clip thing, where he just says positive spins on otherwise, you know, topical news. You know, I think that's just a good old-fashioned idea.
Yeah. Actually, all of these could be great for a 15-second mid-timeout little intra-arena, you know, when people are allowed back into arenas again. Great content.
Yeah, this one, if this guy was still in the NBA, he would, I think that this would be another one that, like we're talking about, could be in-arena entertainment. But I find that a lot of podcasts are recorded the day before or in time before, and they're never like day of. You know, I feel like if we're looking for day of like really extremely topical podcasts, you know, it's only like strong news. It's never like light entertainment, kind of a gentle way into your day.
Right.
It's more like just like headline news.
Yeah.
So shows like the Today Show and other like early day shows do a good job of like towing the line between the two of those. And I think that, do you know where we're going?
Yeah.
Who is the player and what is the show?
If I'm hearing you correctly, and it sort of ties into last week's episode, you're pitching me the Todd Day Show with Todd Day.
Home freaking run. Home run. Play them all. Get them all out of your system.
Oh, I'll play them all. I'll play them all forever. I like it. The Todd Day Show.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a home run. It's a slam dunk. It's an alley-oop. It's all of those. If there was an alt, the alt would be hosted by Alonzo. It would be hosted by Alonzo. What is that show called, Amir?
The Good Morning Show?
The Morning Show.
Nice. Got it.
Psyched about it. Great.
And Travis Knight?
Late Night.
Bingo.
Laughing a lot.
I have a similar one.
Okay.
It's called You Mad Bro,
okay.
Hosted by Udonis Haslam, and he's sort of just ranting and raving about things that piss him off.
Okay. You Mad Bro.
Yeah.
What is there a pun there?
Yeah, you is spelled just with the letter U, because it's like
just
Udonis.
With the letter U. So does he have a guest, or is that just him getting things off his chest each week?
Yeah, this could also be a segment in any other podcast.
You Mad Bro, where we check in with Udonis Haslam, who reports what he's pissed off about this week. Kind of like Lewis Black on the Old School Daily Show.
Yeah, it could even be like a nice little segment for The Bright Side with Hassan Whiteside, because it's like, all right, you know what? There is some things in the world that still piss us off. Let's throw it to Udonis Haslam for this week's You Mad Bro.
The yin and the yang.
Udonis Haslam, by the way, wrote a very good story in the Players Tribune either today or yesterday about his city, Miami, and how stupid people were still partying and spring breaking in Miami during this epidemic. So that's worth a read.
That's interesting. What's his deal? Is he a well-written man?
He is, actually. I don't know how much of it was ghostwritten or straight up written by him, but his voice came across really well, and it was a really cool, interesting story.
Was that kind of the tone of the article?
Yeah, it was more like, stay the fuck at home, because there's a lot of kids out there, in Miami specifically, just like when I was raised, that relied on school to get food and a social structure, because he couldn't afford, like, his family couldn't afford meals sometimes, so he like relied on school, and now there's people who won't be able to go to school because school is shut down because these idiots are coming to his city, Miami.
That really sells me then on You Mad Bro, because if he can add that like thoughtful lens to it, it's like, oh damn, my man is woke. That's great.
Yeah, it was cool. Check it out. Okay. You Mad Bro is the pitch.
Okay. Tweet it. I feel like that one might actually have some legs.
Oh.
I feel like you might get a reply on that one. Let's call that. I'm going to price that pod, and I'm going to price it at 5K.
That's a good one. The article is called The Real Miami.
Oh, I mean, give me You Mad Bro on the HeadGum Network 2021.
I'll allow it.
I have an idea. It's a Canadian show. It's produced in Canada.
Okay.
And it's where athletes talk about the most expensive thing they've ever bought. Okay, it can't be a house because those are always expensive, but like the most expensive item, whether it's a watch or some sort of jet ski or an elephant, I don't know what it is, but the most expensive thing they ever bought. And it's hosted by Ibaka. Do you know what the name of the show is? I left out his name because that's where the pun exists.
The name of the show is Surge Pricing.
Really solid. Keep your thumb over the drum. Splurge Ibaka.
Wow. Two very apt titles for that one idea.
Solid drum work, by the way.
I'm getting better.
Splurge Ibaka, where athletes just talk about that one thing they bought that was so expensive and so stupid, but they just got their first NBA contract.
I mean, Serge has proven that he's an apt host time and time again with that chef show that he had. He made Kawhi eat bull penis pizza. Shouldn't with the that. Fashion show that he was quasi-hosting with OG Anunoby talking about scarves and how he was actually the king of... He doesn't do fashion, he does art. So
yeah.
We trust Serge to knock this out of the ballpark.
It just holds that note for like a beat too long.
You mad, bro?
No, I'm not mad, bro. I'm just looking to splurge.
All right. Here's a few more ideas that are not like fully digested, but I'll rattle them off lightning round style.
Okay, great.
Allen Iverson hosts Question and Answer, which is like an All the Smoke type pod, because, you know, he was the answer.
Of course. Okay.
Spencer's Gifts. It's a Spencer Dinwiddie pod, because he seems to be an eclectic host with a lot of interest, including like cryptocurrency, current events.
I would maybe encourage you to go specific to cryptocurrency for that one. I feel like that you're going to get just a more specific audience with that. What do we call that? Spencer's Bits?
Oh, Spencer's Bits, yeah.
Yeah, and where he talks about Bitcoin and the, all the altcoins below it.
Yeah, and then maybe he can even give away like a Litecoin, an episode to a happy fan.
Oh, that's nice. A $13 token of appreciation.
Of his esteem.
and dropping.
Devin Book Club.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
He, So he just kind of hosts a book club each week, and everyone reads a book, and then he talks about it.
That's right, Devin Book Club.
That's fun. Okay, I'm into that.
And my last idea, Alex English as a Second Language. That's the name of the show.
Interesting.
It's Alex English talking to players who scored a lot of points but don't really get a lot of recognition for whatever reason. His first guest is Adrian Dantley. Two names that I sort of hear about a lot but don't really know anything about those guys. Alex English interviewing Adrian Dantley on Alex English as a Second Language.
So I believe that Alex Sorry, I didn't know that it was the drums' turn to talk.
Yeah, drums done. Continue.
Okay, drums done. I'm pretty sure that Alex English and Adrian Dantley, is that who you said?
Yep.
Isn't English their primary language?
It is. That's actually true.
Language. So what is the whole English as a second language?
Scoring is his first language. That's the joke that he can make.
Mm. Okay.
Scoring is my first language. English is my second. This is Alex English as a second language.
No, I understand.
And I'm talking to Adrian Dantley.
I understood. I was just kind of giving it the silence just to kind of let my reaction land. It was
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, no, I appreciate you poking holes because like that way we can see which one of these deserves to pass the test.
Yeah, like I'm just saying that of them all, like I wouldn't tweet at Dantley. I wouldn't be in a rush to tweet at Dantley.
That's a $50 idea.
Okay, that's a $50 idea. I think that is exactly right. English as a second language. He'll buy it.
You got some left for your lightning round?
Got a couple left of my lightning round. Let's see what I blew past. Okay, got it. So this guy is a flat earther. Amir, who is hosting this podcast?
Kyrie Irving.
Great. So flat earthers don't usually just exclusively believe in flat earthing. While that might be a big kind of thing they believe in, it's usually an entry point for other conspiracies. And let's say that those conspiracies were spelled with a K. I'm talking about, hosted by Kyrie Irving, Kyrie's Conspiracies, spelled with a K.
Do I give that the drums?
I don't know. It's up to you, really.
That one's more like cool than like punny.
Okay. What makes that cool? I'm genuinely curious.
Because conspiracy is spelled with a K.
It's like a cool choice with a K?
Yeah. Yeah, because like Kyrie's Conspiracies. It's not like a Kyrie-spiracy or something silly like that.
Okay, yes. It would be things like that. Okay, so maybe that's too cool. Let me finish with my last one, because I think this is the right place to wrap up on.
Okay.
Amir, who is the center for the Houston Rockets?
PJ Tucker.
What podcast are we currently speaking on?
Buckets.
If he were to host this podcast, what would it be called?
PJ Bucker? PJ Buckets.
This podcast would be called Tuckets.
So what's Tuckets?
PJ Tucker calls me from his home and we record.
You're cutting me out. Yeah. So it's this podcast, but hosted by PJ Tucker. And it's called Tuckets. It's still you talking to PJ Tucker, though.
I am his quasi co-host, and we just have the same conversations. He texts me a half hour in advance and says, should we do an episode about the wackiest jerseys in the NBA? And then Tuckets goes live.
Wouldn't it be like his version of Billy? Like, why is it still you? Like, everything is the PJ Tucker version of. So it's PJ Tucker instead of me, and he's talking about stuff that he likes. And then he's still talking to you. He'd be talking to fucking, like, I don't know, Thabo Sefolosha or someone on the Rockets.
No, because we want to keep the integrity of the previous product. For existing listeners, we want to maintain some of the integrity of the product. And that's where I come in. Tuckets.
This is so fucked up. I mean, I feel like I opened up to you and sort of let you into my house. And now, I don't know, I'm like being phased out in a way. I mean, I like the pun, the PJ Tuckets part of it, but I'm not going to lie and say it doesn't hurt a little bit. In fact, if you want, I can host it with PJ and you can be involved in some capacity.
Well, the truth is that me and PJ have kind of been talking about this, and we kind of just want to do it our own way for the next couple weeks.
That's cool. Yeah. No. All right. I get that. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm glad it at least started on my show before it became Tuckett's.
Tuckett's. PJ Tucker and Billy host Tuckett's.
Okay. We'll call that a $500 idea.
Priceless.
All right. That was like about 20 solid pod ideas. Obviously, not all of them are going to become shows, but at the very least, 2 to 3 of them will.
Truthfully, one of my favorite episodes we've ever made on this dumb basketball podcast.
Do you listen to any basketball podcasts that are hosted by basketball players?
No, I do not. But I have been listening to Woj, Zach Lowe, and Howard Beck. And some of these dudes are making really incredible interviews right now with people in the sports world and doctors and scientists. So I'll just say that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Shout out to them. One of my favorite basketball, I guess I listen to two. It's The Pull Up with CJ McCollum. He's very candid and it's really interesting because he's like, you know, a really successful basketball player taking time out of like a pretty dramatic season to record once a week, which is very cool to hear. And then
he just also owned social media when he went live with Damian Lillard, which was just a hilarious conversation.
Yeah, you can see how little of a fuck CJ McCollum gives, but he's still pretty thoughtful at the same time.
Agreed. The best kind of person.
And then the All the Smoke podcast, which is Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, and they are just super candid because they're not in the NBA anymore, and the stories that come out of those shows are awesome.
All the Smoke. Okay, good. Solid sell. Yeah,
All the Smoke.
Okay.
All right. So listen to those shows. Thanks for listening to this one. And we're going to, again, tweet your favorite ideas. We'll try to get these athletes on board. They don't, you know what? I'm not even going to make this about a money grab. They don't have to be HeadGum podcasts. I just want Nick Van Exel to have a show. Is that too much to ask?
It is not, Amir. And I just want to be the co-host of Tuckett's. Is that too much to ask?
And to that I say, fuck it. See you next week, everyone.
Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.